Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. You are now in tune to Women Camp. Thank you for joining the conversation with Prophetess Servola and Dr. Charlene. Women Camp is a broadcast designed to inspire, motivate, and encourage women of all ages, shapes, colors, and sizes. We are all sisters, here to be courageous, anointed, mighty, and powerful. Stay tuned and join the conversation with Prophetess Servola and Dr. Charlene.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. It's such an honor to be on the broadcast with you. We're starting this month of December out, amen, as a new month and celebrating the giving and the ultimate gift, our Savior Jesus Christ. And we want to discuss today on mentorship, the importance of mentorship and the process of establishing a lasting legacy. It's so important for us to understand that our legacy will live on even after we're gone. The Apostle Paul encourages us to follow him as he follows Christ. Then he told us to commit what we learned from him to like-minded people. In other words, you take what you've learned from the Word and from studying and from God, and you take that and you place that Word into someone else, and you mentor. That's the process of you mentoring. See, Paul recognized that it was only through mentorship and legacy building that a dream can come true and a vision can become a mission and a mission become a reality. In other words, your dream can become a vision. A vision can become your mission and a mission become your reality. It's so important for us to understand how we must take what we've learned and pass it on to others. We must take what we've learned and pass it on to others to develop strength in the world as God would have it to be strengthened on today. So we thank God for you, those of you that are listening out there today. We thank God for you. We are giving thanks unto Prophetess Servola and thanking her for allowing us this opportunity to come on the broadcast today. She's going to be joining us shortly, but we are so excited about what God is doing this month, and we're going to be discussing, as I stated once again, as I stated before, on mentorship, the importance of the legacy that we leave, and that legacy of mentoring others. We want to have a good legacy. So what are you going to do with your dreams, your visions, and your plans so that they impact and our expanding circles of influence to really establish your influence from one generation to the next? We must pass our heartfelt passion to the next generation. As courageous, anointed, mighty, and powerful women, we must be willing to pass to the next generation of Women's Camp the torch that is now lit within us. In other words, we're excited. We're fired up. We're all ready to step into everything that God has called for us to step into. So we're excited about this, and we want to definitely make sure we pass this torch on to others. Amen. Join us in the conversation today as we lay these legacy seeds out to watch them sprout through the eyes of women who have caught fire from those ahead of us. We're waiting for you. Are you ready to be a part of this mentorship program that's going to take us into our next generation? God bless you, bless you, bless you. We're so excited once again. I thank you all for being here. I thank God for the broadcast. And as we get ready to go into the broadcast today, you know, I think about the mentorship, and I think about how important it has always been for us to always make sure that we're being that good example for others and making sure that we're setting forth good role models for our young people to follow. And as I begin to just do a little study just, you know, looking up mentoring. And of course, you know, we know that it's a must. It's an important part of our life. It's an important part of the lives of our children and our family and our loved ones. And not only that, but it's important for us to take on this mentorship and to see ourselves as mentors, even though we may feel like we're not. But we are mentors because you're nurturing, you're encouraging, you're strengthening, you're building. It may be a child, it may be a sister, it may be a brother, it may be even your mothers or fathers, because young people can mentor older people, and older, likewise, older people can mentor younger people. So it's not just based on your age. So you could be mentoring a coworker, you could be mentoring a husband or a wife, you could be mentoring someone in your neighborhood, or you never know who God will have you touching the lives of, and you encouraging and mentoring them and strengthening them. So it's so important for us to recognize that as being mentoring, it's just being a mentor. It's you taking what you've learned, your experience in life, and you're passing that on to someone else that may need to have that knowledge shared with them, that may need to have that understanding shared with them. In other words, I would use myself as an example. When my children were all small and they're all grown now, and I thank God for that, and I could see the fruit from all of the labor that I went forth in doing. But when my children were younger and they were small, I saw myself as a mentor unto them, and so it's certain things I didn't say around them, it's certain things I didn't do around them. I watched my language. In other words, I didn't curse around them, because I knew whatever I said and however I reacted to certain things, they were there, they were watching it. And if I said some things that wasn't I wanted to hear them say, then I wouldn't say those things. In other words, you have to make sure that you're taking good qualities and embedding those good qualities into someone else. You're embedding those good qualities and strengthening and building others. So I'm excited about this mentorship, and I'm excited about what I know God has for us. We have to be those positive role models. We have to be those ones that are standing on the wall. Nehemiah would say those ones that are helping to build up the wall, those ones that are helping to strengthen others, those ones that are helping to spread the word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. And in the process of that, you're really being a mentor. So we thank God for that, and we're excited about this. We're going to be those coaches, those ones that will show the others the way, that will teach the others the way, the right way to go, and the right things to do, the right steps to make, and the right progress and encouragement that's needed to continue to cause them to be developed and to cause them to be strengthened. So I'm excited, you know, about this, because I've learned even through the mentorship process, you know, as me being a mother and being careful with what I said and what I did with my children and showing them and training them the way they should be, I still now find myself at 39 still being a mentor. And then I'm also finding out that my children are mentoring me in certain areas. They're now encouraging me in certain things. So I'm excited about that. I'm just so overwhelmed with what I know that God is going to be doing and God be bringing forth into the lives of us as his people. So I just want to encourage you all today to let you know that this mentorship is such a great, important thing that we as the people of God have to be doing in our lives. And whether you want to accept it or not, or whether you want to believe that this is something that you God has set forth for you to do, know it today that this is something that God has set forth for you to do. As long as you're living and you're breathing, you got full activity of your limbs, you are a mentor. Somebody out there is watching you. Somebody out there is learning from you. Someone is learning from your example. Someone is learning from the things that you say, you know, the things that you do, your reactions and how you respond to certain things. Those are things that they're watching and they're observing, and they're forming their own opinions, they're forming their own beliefs off of that, and that's how they're establishing their life. So know for a surety that you are being a mentor to someone in some form and in some way, and we want to make sure that we make that in a positive way. We want to make sure that we make that in a successful way to show people how they can get to where they need to go and do what they need to do to have a great and awesome life in God. And I'm excited about that. Yeah, I know you all can tell that I'm excited about that today, because I'm just going on and on and on. But I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for just being who he is and what he is in our lives. And I thank God for this process of mentoring. We discussed last month the importance, amen, of establishing goals and reaching those goals, being able to reach those goals. And, you know, really in that same process, and we could go down that same vein to understand that mentoring is that same process. It's, you know, you take on a giant responsibility, not just for yourself, but also for the lives of others. And as you take on this, you can see how as you map out and you reach in your goals and you're going from one level to the next level of being successful and reaching your goals, then you're actually being that role model for someone else. Someone else could be modeling and pattern their life after the very things that you're doing. So it's important for us to understand that reaching goals, setting goals, is also of great importance in mentoring. And then the quality of our lives, we discussed earlier this year of being healthy and having a healthy life. And in order to have a healthy life, we know that we have to eat properly and we have to, you know, exercise. And then, you know, and that exercise, I know that just was all caps for a whole lot of us, because I know for a while that was very extreme for me, because it was like, you know, I'm not, you know, ready to start back exercising. But then I realized, you know what, if I don't exercise, then my body is not going to be like it needs to be. I'm not going to be in good health. When I go to stand up, if my bones get the aching, I start having aches all over the place. That's because I'm not being healthy, you know, with taking care of my body. So I had to start back exercising. I had to start back working out. And we discussed all of this through this year. And I can see the process of all of those discussions that we've had through this year of how important it has been for us. And then looking at this now, and we're closing the year out, we're talking about with our discussion on mentoring and the mentoring of others. It's so important for us to understand how all of these tie in together. They are hand in hand. It is so important for us to have an understanding of how to develop and how to structure and how we have to be accountable, you know, to people and not just to people but to ourselves, and how we're leaders and some of us are followers, and how we have to understand that there's a great big picture bigger than what we can see right now. There's a picture that is far greater than what we can see as we're walking on this journey of life. So I want to encourage you all in this process, and I want to tell you that it's a must, but it's not just a must just for some. It's a must for all. We talked about success. We've talked about the empowerment of us being steadfast. And I'm just so excited. Glory to God. So we have some ladies on the line. And ladies, I want you all to just go ahead and just give us a little snapshot of what you believe mentorship is.
Good morning, Pastor Arlene. Just been enjoying listening to you. Excuse me, you know, my voice is slightly hoarse from the service that we had last night, but the topic that we're discussing this month is so relevant, so important, because many of us believe that, you know, we don't have anything to offer anybody. You know, some of us think that, you know, what we have, the information we have, the lessons that we learn, that they're not of importance, but not realizing that, you know, who we are, who God created us to be, that we are valued people, that, you know, even the word, the scripture says that we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, that, you know, we are created, we're anointed, we have all of these great gifts, and these gifts are meant to be shared, meant to be passed down. And mentorship is no different than discipleship. God talks about how important it is for us as believers to disciple others in our beliefs. So it's important for us to disciple others and with some of our giftings. You know, when you are, the Bible talks about the older women teaching the younger women. And it's sad because nowadays it sometimes feels like some of the older women are trying to be like the younger women. And we're the ones that, the younger women are the ones that need help, because we're looking and searching for someone to teach us how to do certain things, you know, in marriage and mothering and learning how to be ladylike. And because some of those things, we don't have the information, and we're not sure the right way to do something. And so that's why mentoring in this month, I believe, is so important, so God ordained, because as we're getting ready to transition into the new year, and God is getting ready to do, you know, even more for us, even greater, then that means we're supposed to be sharing those greatness. God, you know, we always quote that we're blessed to be a blessing. Sometimes we don't even actually understand what that statement means. It's not just financially, because a lot of times we zoom in and think, oh, I'm blessed. God's going to give me, you know, financial wealth so that we can sow into other people. But sometimes it's not always about money. It's about your tools, your talents, your giftings that God has given you, your experiences. It's nothing better than going through a bad experience, you know, when you're younger and saying, I'm going to do everything I can to keep as many young people as possible from going down the same path I'm going down, to prevent them from hitting obstacles and hurdles that they won't have to hit if they listen to wisdom. But if we never share the wisdom with them, if we never share our experiences, if we don't show them and teach them and mentor them, then the route that they'll go, you know, will lead them down the exact same path, and they'll have to do, you know, some of the same work and have to work just as hard as we did, and sometimes even harder, to be able to accomplish the goals and the tasks, had we just taken the time to mentorship. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you're so right, because you think about, you know, what you said. A lot of times people don't feel like they are, you know, those mentors. Yes, and they feel as if they, you know, they're not, you know, capable of being a mentor, you know, to someone. But it's so important for us to understand that, you know, regardless of whether we feel like we're a mentor or not, we are. It's so important for us to understand that somebody out there is watching us. Somebody out there is observing our lives, and they're patterning certain things about themselves after what they see from us, what they receive from us. So you're so on it. And I thank God, because, you know, Patricia, you're a young woman, you know, and you know, being a young woman, I've observed even your life, and from observing even your life, I can see how you have been such a positive mentor to so many different people. And it's interesting, because I can see the difference than when I was talking earlier about, you know, how some younger people could be mentored to older people. And that's what I've seen and observed from your life. I've even learned things from you. You were a mentor to me, and you're still mentoring me in certain areas. And I, you know, I think it's important for us that, you know, it's not just because you know you don't get so old to where nobody can't tell you nothing. You know, there are some things in life that, you know, you can still yet learn from others, and I definitely appreciate that, you know. And you know, now with that, I know you probably figure, oh my God, I know she didn't just blast me like that. But, you know, with that, just give us a little bit about, you know, how, you know, important it is for you to have a structured life.
So it's so funny you say that, Pastor, because, of course, you know, I'm married. I'm very active in our ministry. I have a son, and, you know, I work full time. So learning how to balance everything, because as much as God tells us to mentor, God loves for us to have balance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do disciple, when we go out in mentorship, when we go out and pour into people, we have to remember that there are certain times where people will, you know, try to they'll try to suck you dry. They will try to take out of you and take, because what you do have is valuable. What you do have is important.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when they're hungry, you know, they just want to feed off you and feed off you. But if you haven't learned how to say, okay, hey, that's enough for today, that's enough for this month, or learn how not to be a crutch for some people. Because sometimes even
mm-hmm.
in our mentorship, Pastor, because we do love people, because we do want to see the best of them, sometimes they tend to lean on us more than they're leaning on God. Because now they've
mm-hmm.
seen us
as
this, the answer to their problem, forgetting that we're not the answer. We're just the vessel that God is using to pour the answer through. And so we have to be very mindful that even in our mentorship, that we're staying prayerful, and we're heeding to the voice of God, so that when he says, okay, that's enough talking, now it's time for you to step back some to allow them to
mm-hmm.
actually do. That's enough talking. That's enough doing. You have to move back some, because they'll suck you dry. And if you're not careful, some of the time when you're mentoring, maybe some of the issues that your mentee is having will
mm-hmm.
begin to creep itself into your life. And I've had that happen before, where the Lord had me mentoring a young lady, and somehow all of a sudden her problems started creeping into my house. And I was trying to figure out what in the world was going on. We were having issues that we had never had before. And it wasn't until my mentor, I spoke with her about it, and she says, it sounds like some of the things that you've been mentoring to your young lady has actually started to creep into your marriage, because I hadn't guarded, you know,
mm-hmm.
my marriage in the midst of trying to help someone else. And so we have to be very mindful of that. We have to make sure we have that structure in our life when it comes to our prayer life, because once again, as we spoke earlier this year, how important it is to have a prayer life, how important it is to have a relationship. Those balances, that's where real prayer comes in. Prayer helps you balance out a lot of things, because it allows God to be able to talk to you, to tell you, hey, and this is the time of the morning that you need to meet me. Or maybe he wants to meet you late at night so that he can give you guidance on the proper way to do things in your day, so that, you know, God knows your future. He knows if tomorrow you'll have time to be able to spend with your family or if you won't. And so because he knows our desires, he knows what we want, when we're praying to the Lord and we're asking him for guidance on the right way to set things up, He will give us, you know, the information that we need to move forward, so that we also, in our mentoring, spend time with our family. Because there's nothing worse than
mm-hmm.
having a great mentor, and everybody talks highly of the mentor, and their family dislikes them. It's like, because my mom spends more time with everybody else than they do with their actual family. And that's a learning process,
wow.
because for me, because I do love to help people, I tend to go overboard in my help. And so the Lord had to show me, like, hey, you can give a certain amount of time a week for mentoring, and then outside of that, the rest of it belongs to your family, because you already have a hectic schedule. And so in that, though, it also teaches people to respect your time. Because if I tell you that you can have me for an hour, and you're supposed to call me at 6, and you call me at 6:15, either I'm going to answer the phone and tell you have 45 minutes, or I'm going to tell you you missed your appointment and you'll have to wait till next time. Because
mm-hmm.
it begins to demonstrate the importance of them respecting your time And you have to make sure that you respect your time to keep that structure in your life so that, you know, you're able to be able to pull into everyone and that you don't get drained and become, you know, just emotionally broken down because you're constantly pouring, and never giving God time to pour back into you. Amen?
Amen. I like all of that, what you said and what you just shared. Patricia, is so important, you know. And, you know, what really just stuck out, you know, was that last part of that you were speaking on. It just, like, hit real hard because I feel that this is one area that a lot of mentors tend to have a breakdown in. If they don't they don't spend time with their family, they don't separate the mentorship from, you know, spending that personal time with the family, especially
Absolutely.
When you're mentoring other people, you know. And so you want to definitely make sure that you allow others, you know, to know that you value them, you know, wanting you to mentor them, but at the same time you want them to understand that your family is important and you have a family that you have to mentor and that you have to tend to and you have to take care of and make sure they're all right. And actually you've been a good example for them because it's showing them that they need to, if they have families, that they need to have that time set aside, you know, to spend time with their family, the importance of it. That quality time. Don't just give them, this is time I set aside for you. No, this is quality
yes.
time where your focus and your direction and everything about you is toward them. And it's not that you're there, but your mind is somewhere else. So I know what you're talking about. It's so real and it's so true. And Prophetess Samantha is on the line. So we want to hear from you, Prophetess. You can give us some more details on this mentors.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Pastor, as I listen to you and Minister Trish, I don't know where to come in. That was powerful. It was good teaching. It was good covering of a mentorship. The one thing that I can add to it as I was listening to Minister Trish so eloquently tell us about mentorship. One of the things I was thinking was when a young person or an older person, but when a person is looking for a mentor, what are you really looking for? Because sometimes we don't see the whole picture when we're looking for a mentor. We know that we need help. We know that we need someone to maybe give us more guidance, and maybe we're looking for that guidance because maybe it wasn't something that was provided to us as a younger person, or maybe we're just growing and expanding and we need somebody to help fulfill that area in our lives to help get us to that next level of success. So what are we looking for in a mentor? And as I was listening to the two of you, and you were talking about, you know, how it began to certain things began to creep into the marriage. And I thought about when we're looking for a mentor, we can't just look at it from one perspective. They're climbing the corporate ladder. Let me have that person become my mentor, because they may be climbing the corporate ladder, but they don't have a family. Whereas you have a husband and children to take care of. And so you want to look for someone that has the full package of what you have, and yet they're balancing it all. You know, maybe they're a leader in the church, but at home their lives are falling apart because they're always at the church. They're all, you know, every time the door is open and not because they're volunteering for everything, but in all actuality, their lives at home are falling apart because there's a lack of balance. And so sometimes when we're looking for a mentor, we want to step back and watch the full scope of their lives before we totally throw ourselves in to having someone be a mentor for us. One of the things that and then as Minister Trish was saying, we want to make sure that we're able to have our lives strengthened as mentors, to know that we're covering the full scope
absolutely,
because we don't want our homes, our marriages, our children to begin to suffer because we're so involved in other things that we're not taking care of the things that God gave us first. And so even as we look at, you know, in the Bible, it begins to talk, in Titus, it begins to talk about the older women mentoring the younger women. And I think that was so powerful, Pastor Charlene, when you brought out that younger women can mentor older women, because there are mm-hmm. certain areas that, you know, it's not just about age. It's really about our maturity
Amen.
Level and about the responsibility that we're able to handle and at what age we're able to handle it. I tell my children all the time, you're growing up, your maturing is not based on your age, it's based on your level of responsibility. And so what are you able mm-hmm. to handle at this age? Because that determines whether or not you're maturing. And so, you know, that becomes whether sometimes we see younger women that are mentoring older women, it's because they weren't afraid to, or because they had to take on a level of responsibility and walk it out. And so they've begun to mature in certain areas. And so that's something that even as a mentor, you want to begin to seek after. Is she able to handle responsibility? And is she able to handle all of these different things? And looking at the grace, and that word grace just came in my spirit, looking at the grace that a person walks in when they're handling all those different things. And how they're able to operate in it. Are they frustrated every time their children text them in church? Are they grabbing them and yanking them? Or are they're taking care of their children with a spirit of grace, as well as going to take the microphone to pray in the spirit, or to lead in prayer, or to lead worship, or whatever the case may be? Are they handling it all in grace? You know, when they're up leading worship and their child comes and taps them on the leg in the mm-hmm. midst of it, God mm-hmm. gives us grace, you know, to handle everything. When you're arguing on the way to the church and then you get there, but I can't really minister until I gotta sit it right with you. I gotta love on you, because that's the level of grace that God has called us to walk in, and that's the type of mentor that we want to look at, and that's the type of those are the types of things that we want to follow after. Titus chapter 2 was when we're given the scripture about the older women beginning to teach the younger women. And he talked mm-hmm. about certain things that to mentor them in. And he talked about mm-hmm. women that teaching women how to love their husbands and love their children and to be sensible and mm-hmm. pure workers at home and kind and subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Wow. You know, that's a lot that's a lot mm-hmm. of meat to grasp. Am I able to balance mm-hmm. all this? And this is work is at home, but sometimes we work outside of the home these days, and that's a lot to grasp. But when you've been given the grace of God, when you're walking in the grace of God, he begins to mature you in certain areas. Before you even got to this point, he begins to mature mm-hmm. you in certain areas, so that you're able to be a qualified mentor, a good mentor to others, and not lead them astray. And I'm saying this, Pastor Charlene, one of the things that you want to, even when you are a mentee, when you're looking for somebody to mentor you, mm-hmm. Minister Trish said, you know, she had to be careful because she began to see certain things manifesting in her marriage, and she was like, wait a minute, no, that's not going to work. You know, as mentees, mm-hmm. you have to be careful if you know, certain things are starting to fall apart in your life because your mentor has become controlling, then that was never a good mentor for you. You know, and so you want to have that balance in your life and be able to, you know, see what it is. You always want to be able to hear from God in the midst of all of it, because mm-hmm. he is ultimately all of our mentors. He's our leader. He's our, you know, he teaches us all things. And so we always want to be able to hear from him in the midst of it and see the balance of life and the grace of life in how we're growing. Amen.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's so powerful. Prophetess is like, wow, my mouth is wide open, because there's so much within what, you know, you all have been sharing today. And it's so important for us to understand that, you know, you have to not just look at life in one way. You have to look at the big picture, the overall picture, and that overall picture entails so many different directions. But at the same time, it all should lead directly back to God. And when you, Prophetess Samantha, when you went into that portion about how the scripture in Titus talks about how you know, the older to lead the younger and to be that example and to show them, you know, how to take care of their husband and their children and, to, you know, to be good workers at home, and, you know, and things like that. A lot of people don't look at that as being a good example. A lot of people don't even think that that's something they need to be learning from other people. And they feel as if, you know, that's something that's minute, you know. You know, you think we're talking about this new generation now, you know, and with this, you know, what they call it, the Gen X. If am I pronouncing that as a millennium, and
yes.
Then you have the Gen X.
Yes.
Is that the process?
Yes.
When you think about it, and you have, you know, nowadays things are so, they're backwards, they're turned around. And a lot of the younger people now are not more geared toward trying to learn from, you know, the elders, quote-unquote. Most of them now are getting, quote-unquote, their information from technology off of the Internet. You know, everything is through tech. And they don't understand that, you know, you have to have a live example before. You have to have someone living before you to show you the right way. You just can't read something or Google something or watch something on YouTube and think that that's just it and that's the right way to do something. That's the right
Amen.
Way. That does not teach you how to love. It does not teach you how to encourage others. It does not teach you how to build up and strengthen others. Those things are there, and they're easy, quick access. But it's you need people that are alive, living right there before you, those living examples live before you. And once we grasp all of that, then you could see how the mentoring process could be so powerful and so strengthening from one generation to the next. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm from the older generation. So you all fall in there at the millennium and the Gen X in some form, I believe. So with that in mind, because I know I could go old school and my old school would be just okay, you don't learn nothing unless you go into God. So you all, you know, tell me, you know, and a prophetess, I'll start with you. Just tell me, you know, what you believe that, you know, as being a mother and not just a mother, but in your professional arena with your job and everything that you go forth to do. And then not just that, but even as being a pastor. Tell me, what do you feel that you're capable of giving to others as, you know, as you're mentoring them? What do you feel that you're capable of giving that to them?
Wow, that's a heavy question, Pastor Charlene, because it causes you to look at yourself mm-hmm. and really examine whether or not you feel like you've reached the point of being qualified to tell somebody else something, to share something mm-hmm. something else with somebody, because I'm not one of those people who takes that assignment lightly, because I understand that mm-hmm. that you're guiding somebody else's life. And so when you talk about, you know, what are you qualified to share with somebody else, you know, being married, I'd have to start there, because that's, you know, I could go back into you know, college and all of that stuff, but I'll start with being married, because mm-hmm. one of the things that I feel like I learned over the course of all these years of being married is that one of the scriptures that just sticks with my heart when you talk about marriage is the scripture that says, and the two shall become one. And I, you know, over mm-hmm. the course of years, you see a lot when you get invited to different weddings and they put that on the invitations or, you know, on the programs, and the two shall become one. And it's so cute and it's so beautiful. But when you get married and you're having to merge two lives into one, and you're trying mm-hmm. to balance all of these different things. You're trying to still be yourself, yet become one person. And you're trying to balance two different families getting along, and you're trying to grow, and you're and then children come into the mix, and all of these different things. And you're trying to figure out, Lord, How do we become one? And it's all in the becoming. And I think that's where people lose it a lot of times. We use the scripture, and it sounds real cute and it's real sweet, but marriage is becoming. And that merging is sometimes one of the toughest things that there is. There's a true clash in that merging when the two become one. And so, you know, it's taking that time to always go before God. And you know, I might be a little bit old school too, Pastor Charlene, because I know where my help comes from. But it's that, you know, that understanding that for me, I had to go before God constantly. I remember, and this was years ago, I remember it was in that first year of marriage, which in my opinion was really tough. But that was that first year of marriage, and I remember we went to a conference. And it was a women's conference, and I'd actually gone, and my husband came the last day, and there was preaching going on, and the Spirit of the Lord was in the place, and it was so powerful, and my husband said, I really enjoyed that. And the whole time he's talking, I'm sitting here like, yeah, Lord, change him, and I immediately heard the Lord say, but I told you to change, and my mouth was wide open. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not the one with the problem, Lord, it's him. But, you know, the change was because I needed to learn how to minister to him in a way that he would walk in a deeper level with God. I just wanted it to happen so quickly. And I wanted it to, you know, see, this is it. Okay, now do it. You know, because that's kind of how I live my life. And so there's so many things when you talk about mentoring people is the so many different aspects. I learned so much in being a mother and working on the job and as Minister Trish said, and balancing all of that so that I don't, and I had to learn how to say no. I had to learn to say, yeah, you know what, I can't do everything. I'm really not Superwoman, even though I do like wearing an S on my chest. I'm really not Superwoman. And so I've got to learn how to say no sometimes. I can't do that and let people react however they're going to react to me not being able to do it. You know, and so and that's in the response of making sure that my family still has the best of me and what they need from me. And so that's what I would say in reference to that, Pastor Charlene.
Wow. Thank you. Minister Tricia?
I'm kind of like prophets. You know, you sometimes look at yourself and say, well, I'm not really sure if I'm qualified to mentor and share anything with people just yet. I'm still trying to work on me.
I believe you're part of the millennium.
Yes, ma'am. I am, but I'm. We were raised old school, so I got a little dip of both sides of the generation. but as far as me as an individual, what I have to offer, because I am part of, you know, the millennial Gen X generation and somewhat part of the old school, I have a different perspective of the two generations. I believe that, you know, the values that my mother that put in us, you know, just the respect values, the love of Christ, how you, if nothing else, you know, the church that we grew up in, if nothing else, some of the doctrine that they preach was just a little off the wall. But, man, they taught us how to love, if nothing else. You know, so when I have that information embedded into me, and then the newer techniques, you know how you said that sometimes we go on the internet for a lot of stuff. So if I have understanding the importance of the love of Christ, understanding how as great and as knowledgeable as I am about the technologies and how to do things and how to go get people, it absolutely means nothing if I don't have God. It will absolutely not get off the ground. It won't be successful if God's hand isn't on it. And so for me, I believe that the Lord has allowed me to put a relatable perspective on things for my generation of people, because a lot of them are, you know, not, as we like to call them, they're not the Christian babies. They don't grow up in church. Our generation doesn't grow up in church anymore because our parents didn't. A lot of our parents didn't take us to church, and a lot of the parents nowadays, they'll come to church and not bring their kids to church. You know, mm-hmm. and to me that is so confusing because we didn't grow up that way. But what it allows me to see is, wow, because we did grow up that way and I did see the importance of it, now with the language that I'm able to use, with the terminology that is relatable to my generation, God has blessed me to be able to reach them to say, you know, I know you think that being a Christian is this way because the way that you saw your mom do church or the way that you saw your dad do church or the way that you even they were even taught to understand God. Well, let me show you a different perspective. Let me show mm-hmm. you how the love of God, you know, does so much, how the God that I serve, because I don't know who the God your mom and daddy serve, but the God that I serve, let me tell you what he has done for me, like Prophetess said, you know, in your marriage, that's right there, that's my heart. Marriages and families are my heart. And mm-hmm. to me, it's so important to realize that the enemy's, man, his main structure right now is marriage. That's why we have so many people that have these identity crises. That's why we have so many people yes. who are getting divorced. Is because if you could kill off the family, then you've begun to kill off everything else. It has a ripple effect. And so, you know, to understand wow. that, like Prophetess said, man, she made me laugh when she was like, you know, Lord, when you going to change my husband? Because I still was like, Lord, I'm going to need you to do a quick work because my brother's on a delayed plan. And it wasn't until God was like, baby, it's you. You the issue. I'm talking to you. You know, it's me trying to change you first. And sometimes it is that, what you mean change me first? I'm not the one with the problem. I'm the one praying to you. He ain't praying to you. I'm the one praying to you. I'm the one laying before you. I'm the one fasting before you. And God says, I know, because you're the more mature one, and I'm giving you more responsibility. And it's you that I need to change mm-hmm. first. Because, you know, once I change him, then everything will line up. But if I have to change him first, then you ain't going to be on. Because it's going to take you a little bit longer mm-hmm. because you're more stubborn than he is. You know, so I definitely, like I said, this is a different perspective. God has just allowed me to be able to encounter it so I can share it with my generation. And as you said, Pastor Arlene, sometimes even with those generations that are older than I. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, I was just listening Daddy. To both of you all, and I could see how that mentorship can cross from one generation to the next and still yet have a positive, you know, effect on life for the people. And you think about it now, you have my generation, then you have the, which I would consider the older generation, and then you have, I was born back during when Kennedy and, you know, was on the scene, you know, president and everything. So a lot of people are like, Kennedy, who's Kennedy, you know? But, you know, you have that generation, and then you have the millennials, and then the Gen X. And you think about it, you know, you transition. It's, in other words, you have one, you know, that passes on to the next, and then it passes on to the next, and it passes on to the next. But at the same time, there's really no difference in between it. The information that's being passed on, when it's good information, when it's the right and positive information that is being given, it could be the same information from my generation can strengthen this generation that we're in that's coming now. It can strengthen the generation that's going to come after, you know, this generation. So
absolutely.
Mentoring is so important, and I like what you all said. You got to have grace with this. You have to have a balance with it. You know, you have to, you know how to, you know, discern the difference between, you know, is it time for me to cut this off, or is it time for me to, you know, shift this to another level or shift this to another arena, or do I need to shift this individual to another individual because I've taken them as far as I need to take them? Because, you know, I heard also today, you know, how, you know, people get common. They get common with you. So once they start getting common with you, then guess what? It's time for some shifts to take place. It's time for either you as the mentor to understand that it's time for you to cut off your mentorship with this person and then, if possible, shift them over to someone else that's stronger that can carry them for the next load or the next path that they need to go on to. So we have to understand when it's time to shift, when it's time to disconnect, when it's time to move on, and when it's time for us to allow the individuals to grow. So we've covered so many different areas today, but I know we've been kind of, you know, all over the place, but yet it brings a balance because mentoring is just mentoring. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. The information that you gather, it's going to be there for you. That's going to be lasting. So if I tell you today that being a good mother and watching me as I show you how to be a good mother is a good example for me and mentoring, guess what? It's going to work from years on down the road. You'll be able to take the same information that's being imparted into you today and imparted to somebody else years and years and years down the road. And then they, in turn, can take it and impart it into someone else as well. So it's such it's so important for us to understand that we have to be those positive role models. We have to be those positive mentors. We have to be those people that are positive. And as you both stated, the only way that we can make sure that we're being that positive role model or that positive mentor is by us always directing the individuals back unto God, because we get our source from them, from Him. And as we gather our source and our expertise and our wisdom and our guidance from Him, then we're passing that on to them. Then we definitely have to make sure they understand that I'm not God. So I'm telling you, I'm going to pass on to you how I got where I got today so that you'll be able to seek the same God and get where you need to get for tomorrow. And it's so important. I thank you, ladies, so much for just being a part of this broadcast today. We thank God for Prophetess Sabola on today for allowing us to have this time to be able to, you know, to discuss and just, you know, talk and share a little on mentoring and mentorship today. And Prophetess will be with us next Saturday, and we're so excited about, you know, her being back on the broadcast, you know, and y'all, you know, I thank you all for your patience with, you know, dealing with me today. You know, I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I know that, you know, it's important for us as being those positive mentors, being those positive role models, that we can make a difference in life. Now, before we leave this broadcast today, ladies, do you all have anything else that you'd like to share with us?
Amen.
Go ahead, Prophet.
I was just going to say, to God be the glory. I'm looking forward to continuing this month and this series on and what God has in store. And Pastor Charlene, you did an excellent job today. Minister Trish, you did an excellent job today. To God be the glory.
Oh, amen. Prophetess, you took the words out of my mouth. I just wanted to encourage Pastor Charlene to tell us you did an excellent job. And just to say over the broadcast, Prophet Savola, we miss you today.
Yes.
Just FYI, we miss you.
Amen.
We definitely miss you, Prophet Savola. And thank you, ladies, so much. And I, as we begin to close out this broadcast today, we just want to encourage you, those of you that are listening, stay tuned. Tune in with us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and know that, you know, the information that we're giving out is information that we have learned and information that we have been taught, you know, from godly people and information that we've gotten from God. And we're passing that on. Our discussions are real. We're not making up anything. This is true and living. It's, in other words, you know, that there was an old TV show, In Living Color. This is live in living color.
Yes.
So these are real people with real live, you know, answers to some of life's hard questions and hard, you know, experiences out there that people are dealing with. But with God, you know what? All things are possible. And I've learned in life in general, to know that, you know, God can strengthen us, he can build us, he can encourage us, and at the same time, he can still yet be an awesome God. So I'm excited about this discussion this month, and I encourage you all to tune in and to our broadcast next week, as we continue on in discussing mentor and mentorship. So thank you, and God bless you. As we get, we close out this broadcast today, we're going to close out in prayer and thanking God for blessing us to be able to be on this air today. Father, we thank you, and we give you all praise and glory and honor. We ask, Father, that you would touch the hearts of those that are listening to this broadcast. We pray, Father, that you would touch them and strengthen them and encourage them, and, Father, and bless them to be the mentors that you have ordained and called for them to be. We pray, Father, for those that are seeking for mentors, that as they're looking and seeking God for mentors, give them the direction into leading them to the right mentors, those that's going to be the right mentor to encourage and strengthen them and to build them up, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for just being who you are in our lives. We thank you for Prophetess Sabola and for the Women's Camp broadcast. We thank you for the anointing that you have placed upon her life. And, Father, we pray that you will continue to be with her and you continue to strengthen her as she continue to be that woman that you have called to lead and to direct this Women's Camp broadcast. We thank you even now, oh God, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and we ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You out there and raising your land.
God bless you.
Thank you for those of you that are on the internet listening to us through the internet in whatever form that you may be listening to us. We thank you for being a part of this broadcast on today. Women's Camp, God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye.